to the White Star Temple podcast. I'm Soltek, speaking to you from Australia, and this is episode 13. News and updates. Well, I'm happy to share with you that I've added some temple courses to my website, www.melchizedekuniversity.com. These courses are actually extracts from various Ascended Master lectures that I've compiled into themes such as love, the Alpha Omega, energy and beyond, healing and so forth. In fact, I've been sharing some of these extracts with you recently in these podcast episodes. So I've added three of these courses, though they're not literally a course, and I'll be adding more as time goes by. So go to my website, click on the link Free Sample Lectures, and you'll see them listed there, as well as indeed many free sample lectures for you to print out, read and enjoy. I'd also like to let you know that I've started creating a new website for the temple. I had registered the domain name, whitestartemple.com, quite some time ago. But it takes me an awfully long time to actually generate and manifest these websites and upkeep them. But recently I got tapped on the shoulder by Spirit and decided that I needed to create a separate temple website. The MelchizedekUniversity.com website is a marvelous resource, but its focus is literally the university, the learning experience within the White Star Temple. For the whitestartemple.com website, I was guided to have a slightly different focus, even though it will incorporate the learning experience as well. It basically puts the Ascended Master's wisdom into an overall context. And that context is a spiritual philosophy, a cohesive spiritual understanding that you can enjoy and incorporate into your day-to-day lifestyle, and which can be an incredible source of inspiration and transformation for you. So it's going to take a little while to get that up and running. It will be a work in progress. So whatever I put up first is going to be a draft, and I'll keep amending that and fine-tuning it as time goes by. So hopefully by the time I present the next episode of this podcast, I'll have news to share that it's up and running. Well, it's time to share your feedback. And firstly, we're going to hear from Sandra, who says, Soltek, thank you so much. This information is what I have been searching for my whole life. It's like the true missing link to all of my questions. Well, thank you, Sandra. I'm absolutely delighted that the teachings have had such a profound effect on you. Next, we're going to hear from Vasudharma from Australia, who says, Hi, Soltek. The lectures exceeded all my expectations, and I am very grateful to you and all the Ascended Masters for allowing me to take part in this amazing experience. The energies and knowledge being imparted is very deep and loving. I can say that I am no longer the same person as when I began the series. I am more loving and open with people and experiences. I have started the lectures again, and it just keeps getting better and better. Kind regards, Vasudharma. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to share your experiences of the university lectures. That's marvellous. And lastly, we're going to hear from Louis Gebhardt from Australia also, who says, Dear Soltek, I am so grateful for your work and the high quality of both the messages and the sound production. Everyone in my group thinks your voice is just perfect for the messages. We have all learned so much from them. Blessings, Louis Gebhardt. Well, thank you and your group for that feedback. It's always delightful to know that people are getting such a lot out of these lectures and the Ascended Master's wisdom. If you'd like to get in touch and share your experiences, please do email me, melchizedekuniversity@gmail.com. And Melchizedek is spelled MelchizedEk. Next, I'd like to share with you some of the text available online as part of my temple courses that I spoke about just a moment ago. It's an extract from the Alpha Omega course, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. And afterwards, we're going to hear from a scientist talking about the idea of infinity. But firstly, this is an extract from a lecture given by the consciousness that calls itself That Which I Am, who says, "The flow of understanding and energies which journey there to you comes from a greater source. It is beyond the pool of knowledge, for it is not dependent upon the input of creation. Your temple is but a faint glimmer now, far off. For the depth of resonance which I have drawn to you requires no constructs, no symbolism or imagining, from which to anchor you in a place, time and particular consciousness. I understand that at one time your dearest cosmic Buddha framed a gateway to the universe within, and the beauty of this is that as you delve into the universe held within, as soon as you dive into it, you surface within the universe without. Both realities coexist. More than this, they are interchangeable. Perception is the only signifier. And so it is with Alpha and Omega. When you journey inwards, it is the beginning point, and as your journey leads you simultaneously to the illusion of the outer universe, we call this Omega, beginning and end. It is that these universes are interchangeable, divided only by perception. In truth, one cannot say that there is a moment when one begins and one ends, for in so doing, one begins and ends all over again. But Alpha and Omega has a greater significance. That is but the surface, the superficial attached meaning, beginning, end, words that are of your spectrum of humanness. There is a difference, my friends, between an eternity that goes on uninterrupted forever and the Alpha-Omega state of your universal reality. Both are eternal, but one carries greater significance and brings with it far more scope, brings with it the in and the out-breaths of divinity, and brings with it endless opportunities, and so is crucial to the profound nature of all there is. If you do not have a beginning and an end, there is no in-between, and Alpha Omega holds all that shall ever be and is and was within its polarities, but not as humans would understand the idea of beginning and end, for you experience it through your perception of time. When time is released, these descriptions take on a deeper resonance. Alpha Omega is a form of encapsulation, but not containment. It encapsulates all that you will ever be, and therefore is a means of measurement. To come into Alpha Omega is to come into the singularity of you, the you that holds all expressions of you within. To combine the consciousness of Alpha Omega with the consciousness of singularity is to explode to untold perceptions of being, is to literally be your own, as you term it, Big Bang. Then new universes are born of consciousness. Omega always signals a transition into a new Alpha, and likewise Alpha stands within the same breath of existence as the Omega. Well, That Which I Am has spoken, I guess, a little complexly, but I'm hoping that you'll get the gist of what that consciousness is trying to say, that although we exist within eternity, there is a form of measurement that marks a beginning and an end, and an end always marks a new beginning. And we call that process the Alpha Omega. And he likens the Alpha Omega to the in and out breaths of our Creator, so that when there's an out breath, it's a beginning point. And as the out breath continues to expand, then creation expands with it. And when there's a divine in breath, then there is an uncreation, an unmaking of creation, an unraveling, a journey back to our Creator. And that may be considered the Omega. Anyway, it's food for thought. The whole of this original lecture is actually on my website under the link of free sample lectures. Plus, there's the expanded course on the Alpha Omega, which contains a lot more information from a number of different lectures and masters. I love the idea of the Alpha Omega. It's one of those kind of divine mysteries that really speaks to me. There's an excitement that I feel inside when I think of the idea of the Alpha Omega. As the consciousness called that which I am says, it's a form of encapsulation, so it encapsulates everything that will ever be of you and I. But it doesn't contain us, because we are held within eternity. And I remember thinking that eternity was pretty much the same as forever. And it isn't. The masters have said to us that eternity isn't time everlasting or unending time. It's actually got nothing to do with time at all. Time is part of our illusion here in a physical dimension. But eternity is actually the absence of time. And I suppose for us who do live in the physical realm and we do experience the passage of time, it's a little bit hard for us to comprehend no time in the eternal one moment or the eternal now that eternity is often referred to as in spiritual terms. Because we think then that it just means time is going on forever. But it's not that way at all, because there exists the Alpha Omega. So eternity does have a beginning and an end, but it does go on forever. It's one of those divine paradoxes. Anyway, I welcome your thoughts on this. If you've got further insights that you'd like to share with our listeners, that would be great. Across a documentary called Infinity from the UK. And I'm going to include here a soundbite from that documentary because I think it's an interesting parallel to the Alpha Omega. So here we go.
The theory of cosmological inflation actually produces an infinite universe.
Inflation predicts your universe never stops expanding and may in fact be infinite. But following the mathematics to its logical conclusion predicts an even more disturbing outcome. Your infinite universe might not be the only one.
We used to think that inflation only gave us one Big Bang in one infinite space, but now it's becoming clear that actually it never stops and instead gives us an infinite number of infinite spaces.
There are multiple universes, infinitely many multiple universes, infinitely many infinite universes, even.
In an infinite universe, anything possible happens all the time. But with infinite universes, the impossible is happening right now. because in some of those universes, the laws of physics that govern your world simply don't apply.
What isn't appreciated by many, even in the physics community, is that this model of these infinitely many infinite universes is actually probably our current best bet as to what the real universe looks like. It's baffling and it's mind-bending, but that's where our road of cosmology has taken us, to this confrontation with real infinity.
Before we come to the Free Ascended Master Lecture for this episode, I'd just like to take the opportunity to remind you of a couple of things. Firstly, you can go to my online store at melchizedekuniversity.com and you'll find quite a number of audio sets available of these lectures that I present to you. It's a wonderful learning experience and truly expansive. Every episode of this podcast, I read out time and again feedback from people who are working with these recordings or who have been working with my book. And as you can tell, I'm getting some great responses. And I just would really love for as many people to experience the Master's wisdom through the temple as possible. So you can purchase and, in some instances, download the audio. My book's also available as a printed book and also a digital download. And I've just recently actually redesigned the store for this website. The store I used to have, I must admit, was pretty clunky and not very nice. It's been totally redesigned and looks a lot better. So do journey there. That would be great. Also, secondly, I have an invitation. The more I journey into this temple experience and the more that I do get feedback from people who work with these particular teachings, the more urgent it has become for me to get the word out about these teachings. I only reach, in the scheme of things, in terms of the potential of the internet, very few people. And in some ways, it is a source of frustration for me. So I'm sending out an invitation to you, my listener. I do have a number of free text lectures on my website under free sample lectures. And I would really appreciate if you would kindly copy and paste these lectures into your favorite social network sites or your favorite spiritual chat rooms or websites that collect spiritual texts. That way these teachings can start to really circulate on the internet. That's my hope. I don't have the time to do that. And because of my issues with my wrists, it's uncomfortable for me to use a computer for an extended length of time. So, which is why I'm asking if you would kindly assist. If you do believe in these teachings and if you have benefited by them, please do send these, at least these free texts far and wide. But please do make sure that you have my name on it, Soltech, copyright Soltech, and also my website, www.melchizedekuniversity.com. I thank you in advance. Please let me know that you have done something so that I can know that you're helping out and where these particular texts are going to. That would be marvelous. So you can email me if you intend to be part of this process at melchizedekuniversity@gmail.com, and Melchizedek is spelled Melchizedek. Well, finally we come to the Free Ascended Master lecture for this episode, and it's quite an experiential one, and quite recent too, in fact. It was channeled only last month. It's by Sanat Kumara, and I've titled it Soul Agreement. And I remember this one precisely because it was only about 5 weeks ago. It's really beautiful. and you can go very deeply with it. Sanat Kumara does take you back to the point where your soul agreement first occurred, and it is quite special to experience. Well, I'm Soltik from Australia. All the best, and bye for now. Greetings. Dearest ones, it is I, your friend, Sanat Kumara, who comes amongst you this day. As you journey into your higher consciousness, passing through the radiant gateway of your temple, and finding yourself, as ever, within a most wondrous and powerful circle of light. Bring this to your awareness. It is your temple of the ascended heart. And so then we sense the presence of dearest Sananda and many others whom embody Christ consciousness. This comes strongly this day. You sense the presence it comes into your consciousness. As beautiful white light. That which has strength through purity, purity of spirit. That which speaks to us. In ways not tangible. So then this temple, as it were, is flooded with light, and all that this implies. And you are part of this, for there is no separation. And the light of you, and the light of your gathering, finds union with the greater light of Christ consciousness. Come into the feeling of this. Come into the joy of this. And now we elevate movement of this presence comes into our awareness. So that we too begin to move, coming into a joyful dance, so to speak, with this greater presence of light. It becomes intimate. And though you are gathered with many, it seems as though it is simply you and this presence. And as you continue within this movement, and as the intimacy weaves itself about you, it's as if you have known this presence for all time. It's as if you know this presence still. It is the essence of Sananda and more than this. Your consciousness opens, and a greater remembrance comes. It comes to your awareness, that you have held this stance before. And stood within this light of Christ consciousness. It was a time, so to speak, when you were in conversation when something passed between the two of you, when you listened, for this greater presence took you in hand. And guidance was given, and direction also. It was intimate and intimate still. And though the love between you was powerful and overwhelming, there was a sacredness to this union, to this moment, when the greater presence took you in hand . You understand there is no time, So then, through your remembrance, that which I speak of comes into your consciousness, and so then is actual. And so then is the moment that it occurs. Do you see? I have summoned the presence to you. You sense the movement. The light is all about you. It begins to take shape. It coalesces into the most astonishingly beautiful form of your choosing. As the presence of love in this particular vibration comes to you, it is the moment, it is the same moment. And the light form before you you are so absolutely enchanted with. For at the dawn of your soul's encounter with creation, this one stood. Stood beside you and welcomed you into existence. For you are born of love, are you not? And the spectrum of Christ consciousness is simply love within creation. In embodiment, now you are within this one moment. Where the presence returned to you when your soul came into your perfection. And when your soul first moved its consciousness into human form. So then the presence came. It came to be with you. You, the human consciousness, prior to incarnating. Firstly on Earth. Feel for the power of love is with us. And you are so overwhelmed. How much love passes between you, by your recognition of that which is so beautifully sublime. Yet in service to you, and for this you are astonished that one so incredible a presence that embodies love in consciousness comes to you in service. To be uniquely with you. At this threshold. When you first came into human consciousness, you are so reassured there is an honoring of the threshold that you cross. There is an honoring that you undertake this journey. A journey that lasts. Many eons by human account. Yet ultimately finds its completion. And you understood from this one the enormity of the journey. Many things pass between you, for you are being prepared and guided. For your life within illusion, breathe and remember through this greater presence. you understand. The divine blessing that is yours for this opportunity. You come into the sanctity of this opportunity. And the greater presence impresses upon you. The sacredness of God's will. In this regard, you feel this. For the greater presence does not speak, but rather moves through your consciousness in pulsating waves, which brings you understanding. For this one of Christ consciousness so loves the God of ours, that to this one all that is divine creation is precious. And so then you feel the fullness of how precious then your journey shall be. Into humanness, and flowing from the light to you, is a wave of appreciation. And a love so vast that you wonder how it may be contained within one presence. You are being reassured that this one shall be beside you shall overlight you upon your journey, as it does with every soul in human form, with this reassurance, it is understood, then, that you will not falter. And you assure yourself that you shall never forget how much love you are held within while you walk the earth. And we whom are the ascended one, so it is that we have this marvelous opportunity to help you release the forgetfulness that came upon you, through the separation that seems so real. And we are instruments that come to you as if you were in a dream to be awakened. And so find the brightest of days before you. The presence of love overlights you always. But cannot journey into your consciousness unless you are receptive. For that was the promise. That you find your independence, so that the journey can come into completion. For you, I say, these are end days. Though do not take this literally. And it is not a prophecy. It is the end days. the forgetting. A receding of separation. The end days of smallness. In the first moment, held within the presence of Christ consciousness, in its purity, much passed between you, and you were guided. Guidance not of words, unspeakably beautiful. For this presence translates from divinity, do you see? And brings into your consciousness this translation. This is high awareness, my friends, that which I speak of, the moment that occurred and occurs still. It is high awareness, and so then you are privileged. Comes not from I, but it is your soul's revelation and desire that you understand. I am servant. Greater presence goes into memory and fades from view to you, the human self. But I am with you, for the ascended realm is not far off. It is closer to the human realm than one would think. or expect. For the bonds of service are held tightly. I am your friend this day and all days to come, and I am Sanat Kumara Adonai.